Mr. Rideout, I read your letter of October 23rd with appreciation and some amusement. It is quite apparent that my comments on time as a field function did not ring a bell. I am well aware that regarding time as a variable places modern science in the untenable position of trying to lift itself by its bootstraps. But I can only say that these are not my ideas, but originates with those to whom our science resembles medieval superstition. I do not understand them fully, and I have much to learn, but I have mastered a few basic principles, and of these I am sure. Time as a field function is not the same function as registered by our clocks, which record the changing entropy of a system, but is the function which makes this happen. There is only one reality in our universe, and that is the concept of spin, and from this derive 12 dimensions. 12 dimensions are necessary and sufficient to express our universe in its entirety. Dimensions must include, as well as their vector direction, the component of reality in that direction, for without the reality, there would be no dimension. Dimensions are arranged in four fabrics of three each, linked by a quadrature concept. This is the structure that relativity strives for by introducing the square root of C2 between the space and time axis. The concept of force is a fiction which we invented to stultify our thinking. It is merely a cover-up for our lack of understanding of the interaction of reality. The foregoing will probably sound most sacrilegious to the ears of orthodoxy, but I don't mind in the least if these ideas are not immediately subscribed to. Science has a long and lurid history of reluctance to accept ideas which subsequently proved to be of great value. We are progressing quite well in our gravity research and ran our unit for the first time on October 26th. The effect was measured on a precision chemical balance when a brass weight increased from 24.4623 grams to 24.4628 grams when active material, cubic inch of aluminum, was 10 inches directly under the weight. Needless to say, we have much yet to do, and as soon as we have some relationships established, we will prepare a suitable paper, a copy of which I will send you if you are interested. Meanwhile, don't be upset about the above unorthodox ideas. They either click or don't click, and I am quite satisfied that we will come to them sooner or later. Best regards, Wilbur B. Smith.